two pilots and a passenger from Manicotic were killed when a Cessna 208 caravan crashed in the mountains northwest of Togiak yesterday afternoon. The Raven Connect flight, operated by Hägglunds Aviation, was en route to Togiak from Quinnahock when it lost contact, and an emergency beacon was received just before 1:30 p.m. Two state troopers were the first on scene, responding from Dillingham by helicopter to the rugged, remote crash site in the Togiak Refuge. Sergeant Luis Neves, the supervisor for Bristol Bay, offered an update Sunday night.
When our troopers arrived in the area, they immediately noticed that the location was essentially a mountain, that its peak was in the clouds, and they noticed what appeared to be the wing of the aircraft.
The troopers landed and hiked up for an hour or so to the wreckage, which was fragmented and strewn across the mountain.
The aircraft apparently hit the mountain at a high altitude, probably in low visibility, is what it appears to be right now.
The passenger and two pilots died on impact, according to troopers. Some of the wreckage burned after the crash. NTSB Alaska Region Chief Clint Johnson says the two investigators who arrived on scene today are having a hard time recovering the remains and starting their own investigation.
As far as the condition of the wreckage, very tough shape. Also, the location that the wreckage is in is making our investigators' job very, very difficult.
More details about Sunday's crash, including the weather conditions, will likely come in a preliminary report from NTSB next week. Hägglunds and Raven, part of the same parent company, have had numerous accidents over the past several years, including the recent mid-air collision outside of Russian Mission. Johnson says NTSB takes each accident case by case.
We don't really take into account other accidents, and especially in this case, the two accidents that our office is handling right now, which is would be the midair in Russian Mission roughly a month ago, and this accident. Both of those accidents are being investigated by two separate investigators, and at this point right now, both of them are very much still in the preliminary stages.
Hägglunds Aviation notified the next of kin of the three men killed Sunday, but state authorities have withheld the names pending a separate notification. The family of Louis John of Manicotic, the passenger on board, was notified Sunday of his death.